to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
A Wisconsin man under arrest in Florida accused of kidnapping a 13-year-old girl from South Carolina. Police say 35-year-old Tyler Berklick met the girl online and they communicated through a chat service and gaming app. They were found at a shopping center in Key Largo, Florida. A technical glitch this morning, the launch of a new lunar lander to be pushed back now.
The Nova C lunar lander was built by Intuitive Machines of Houston with a clear mission.
We are going to begin to show that we can affordably and sustainably deliver payloads to the lunar surface for NASA.
Company co-founder Tim Crane says future deliveries will include
food, supplies, power nodes for the Artemis crew.
The next people to set foot on the moon. The next possible launch of the robotic lander comes early tomorrow morning. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And we're saying goodbye to a guy who may have changed breakfast forever. Bill Post, often credited as the inventor of the Pop-Tart, has died. He spent decades working with Keebler and Kellogg's. He was 96. Sherry Preston, ABC News. It definitely is the most British of problems, a looming shortage of tea.
Pour me another cup. Something you're still hearing millions of times a day over here. And for now, there's plenty of tea in the stores, but the supermarket industry warns trouble could be stirring. Supply shortages could eventually come from shipping disruptions in the Red Sea. Britain, the world's fifth largest tea importer, gets more than half of its tea from Kenya and India, making it very dependent on the route. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Worries about several miners trapped in a landslide at a gold mine in Turkey. Nine are missing. Hundreds of people now involved in the search operation. The slide involving dirt extracted from the mine, which is contaminated with cyanide. And Walmart may be looking to get into the TV business in a big way. The Wall Street Journal says the retailer is in talks to buy TV maker Vizio. The deal could be worth more than $2 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Finish first during the Race to Savings sale at Menards. Be ready for your next project with NASCAR champion number 12, Ryan Blaney Performance Work Gloves. Just $4.99 per pair after rebate. Keep your vehicle running great with FEP Stay Tuned Multi-System Fuel Additive. A 16-ounce can is free after rebate. Good through February 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details on all the great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badgers Den in Phillips.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps yesterday. Democrats, like Senator Jeff Smith, say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. The top high school graduates in Wisconsin would get automatic admission to a University of Wisconsin school under a bill that's coming out of the legislature. Grads in the top 5% would be automatically accepted at Madison and top 10% students everywhere else. It's part of the diversity deal lawmakers made with the UW system. It now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at home. The Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54. Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, boys basketball last night, Bayfield top Butternut 91-25. The Ashland boys beat St. Croix Falls 58-51. With the Washburn boys up in Washburn defeating Shawamigan 53-42. The Phillips boys travel to Tomahawk, beat the Hatchet 68-27. The Prentice boys, they get a non-conference win over Bruce 76-56. Get Altoona winning last night over Medford 75-71. And the Winter boys get a win over Prairie Farm last night 81-45. Let's take a look at that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Thursday, the 15th day of February. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Tomorrow, we've got Swiss steak, mashed potatoes, a little gravy with that, and stewed tomatoes and mixed fruit. Locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood. Call 715-339-2158. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
when I was drilling the second hole to drop the camera down, my ice fishing buddy said, I don't use a camera. All I really need is the sonar. I told him, I'm going to give you one reason why you might want to change your mind. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
When I drilled this second hole to drop my camera, and my buddy said, all I ever really use is a sonar. And I said, well, you know, it's true that that sonar is showing us right now that there are fish down there, but they don't seem to want to bite. So these fish are being very finicky, and we don't know what we have to do to get these fish to react positively to whatever it is we're trying to feed them. A camera is going to tell us what we need to know. So I dropped the camera down, and I watch as these big crappies are swimming up to the jig. So now I can use what I see on the camera to fine-tune my presentation. I actually see what the fish are reacting to, and I can see what's positive and what's not. In this particular situation, a horizontal approach, that's a jig that sits horizontal in the water, with two small maggots attached to them and spread out, would get those fish to come up and nip those maggots. I can actually see them take the lure and set the hook. So using that camera allowed me to see what was working and set the hook without even feeling the bite. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Bucks. Got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion. Shows and the movies, get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing, still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
17 past 8, another edition of Reality Radio, a Valentine's Day edition of Reality Radio, and an interesting day with Fat Tuesday yesterday and the beginning of the Lenten season today, and now you got to give everything up and then see if you can find some chocolate, I guess, with Valentine's Day today. A lot going on here, and we got a lot going on in studio here with Reality Radio. We'll be throwing some snowballs in just a little bit. Austin will be in to give us some tea information, tea analysis, to see if the morning show guy is actually going to make it through his transition from coffee to tea. I know you can't wait. But we got Craig in here from Bader's Sports Center to break down the industry of tea versus coffee. Craig, good morning to you. How you doing?
Well, actually, I'm going to break down the difference between long guns and handguns today.
All right. We'll accept that. That's fine. Craig with us from Bader's Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, next to Pick and Save, a fourth-generation sports store there. And we're going to... We've had Craig in a few times here in the morning show, and today we're going to talk a little bit about guns. We got a whole new shipment in down there at Bader's, I understand, huh?
Yep. About the last week and a half, we got 30 long guns, rifles and shotguns, and about 50 new pistols in. So we're stocked up big time down there.
All right. And we also have the, for those who are interested, the concealed carry class, for those, that's become... we know over the last 10, 15 years, or maybe even shorter than that, we've seen a lot of people, especially maybe the female side, with the concealed carry part of it being something that they've kind of shown interest in, right?
Most of our handgun sales, well, I'm not going to say most, half of our handgun sales are to women now. A lot of it is, yeah, the concealed carry thing and self-protection. Other women come in, the reason they want to buy a handgun is they're taking their dog out for a walk along some of these country roads. We got wolves around, we got bears around, reports of mountain lions, and they just want something to protect themselves and their animal.
Yeah. Talk about the long gun, I guess, handgun industry. Is it, for those who aren't gun aficionados, a gun's a gun. But is there technology or things, I guess, every year or two that come out that change or get better with that? Or?
Well, a lot of gun manufacturers are going to synthetic stocks now.
So what does that mean, synthetic stock?
It's a polymer instead of the wood furniture on a gun. I'm old school. I like wood on my guns.
Okay.
But the wood, when you're going through the woods, gets scratched up, dinged up, banged up. The polymer stocks seem to hold up a lot better. Also makes for a lighter gun when you're out hunting.
So you're talking about the part that you're actually hanging on to.
Correct.
That part of it, going away from the traditional wood to a different type of material.
Correct.
Okay. But obviously we got to keep the rest of it still the same, right? Because there's a lot going on down there with that thing.
Oh, yeah. The actions on the guns, whether it's a pump action, a bolt action, or a semi-automatic, is pretty much unchanged. There are a few little tweaks here and there every year, but for the most part, it's the same as the guns Grandpa had.
Yeah. So, I mean, what kind of guns? We're talking about the handguns. I mean, what are we talking about? Like a five in the chamber? Or what do we got going on there? What's the most popular one?
The most popular handgun caliber we're selling is 9mm, and those come with either a single stack magazine, which will hold probably 6 or 7 rounds, to double stack, which you can get up to 17 rounds in the gun. Revolvers typically are 5 or 6 in the gun at any one time.
Okay. And like you said, you got a whole bunch that are just in, so people want to stop on down to Bader's and check them out, take a look at them. And again, we have the concealed carry classes you mentioned to me off air that are available too, that are coming up, right?
Right. I stopped at NTC a couple of weeks ago and got some basic information. They don't have a class set up yet. They have 4 people who are interested. They'd like to have about 18 or 20 to get the class going. It's a 4-hour class held on a Saturday. Last year it was from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I took the class about 3 years ago. Very intensive class. You're talking about gun safety, what you can and can't do in a self-defense situation. There is a test at the end, and they give you the paperwork to fill out and send in with your fee. At the time, it was $40 for the concealed carry permit. you get your concealed carry permit in the mail in the form of a little credit card.
All right, all right. So look, people can check with NTC, I guess, if they're interested in that, right?
Yep, NTC down in Phillips.
All right. All right, if you want to come in and talk guns or other, you mentioned the crossbows we talked about last time. You actually have a place there where people can kind of test those out and shoot a little bit on those too, right?
Yes.
All right, so people want to check those out too. And so we're kind of starting to lean into, I'm sure, the warmer weather here a little bit in the Northwoods. So people still like to get out, move around. There's still seasons that they're hunting and stuff like that, I guess, even in the warmer weather, right?
Yep. Coyote season, a lot of guys have been coming in looking for ammo for their coyote hunting guns. That's year-round. You need a small game license on public land for doing that. We got turkey season coming up here in about 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
I've loaded up pretty good on 12 and 20-gauge turkey ammo. We've got 12 and 20-gauge shotguns for the turkey hunters. We'll be getting our blinds in pretty soon, so...
All right, getting ready for all that. We're not giving up on the ice fishing season yet, but things are a little sketchy out there, to say the least. We've had a couple of incidents here in the region the last week or so of people falling through the ice. So the ice is still there, Craig, but man, that's about all you can say about it. You got to be careful out there, right?
Yeah, with the warm weather, I'm hearing from guys, it's like a hockey rink out there right now. Very slippery, and... ice, be very, very careful. Make sure you punch some holes and see just how deep that ice is before you venture out.
It's supposed to be a little bit colder next week, I guess. Maybe we can get some overnight lows down into the teens to help out a little bit with that. But we do have some area ice fishing contests. People should check with those to make sure that those are still going on or what they're doing. Because not just having you on the ice, but having 200 people on the ice, of course, is not good either. So everybody might be floating out to the middle before you know it. All right. Anything else you want to share here, Craig, this morning?
Nope. I heard you mentioned the Valentine's Day chocolates, and another shout out to our friends from Jackson and Louie. We got some Valentine's Day candy for the last minute procrastinators for Valentine's Day gifts.
All right. Oh, you got some Valentine's chocolate in there. All right. Maybe mix that with some outdoor sporting type equipment. You'll be in for Valentine's Day. So stop into Bader Sports Center. They can always check you. I got you on Facebook too.
Yep, we're on Facebook.
So check them out on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, a fourth generation store that originated down in Canon-Catawba area, and several years ago transformed into the Phillips location. Great store. Get on in there. If you like to hunt, you like the outdoors, this is the place to go. This is the man's mall right here in Price County. So,
well, the women's mall, too.
The women's mall, too. That's right. Sorry, Craig. You got me in that pretty good. All right. Craig, thank you so much. Good to see you.
My pleasure.
Craig from Bader Sports Center in Phillips joining us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Birthdays and anniversaries, if you got them, give us a call, 715-762-3221. We would love to wish them a happy birthday, happy anniversary, whatever it may be. The tea experiment continues. Get to the news in just a moment here. The tea experiment continues. I have to say that I'm after a couple of initial sips of the black tea, Austin, my body, I felt a couple of little gurgles, a couple of rumblings. Like my body's like, what's this healthy food coming my way? What's happening? How do I offset a cookie with black tea? But you have information that will drag on this conversation about the morning show guy's preference longer than we probably should, but maybe it'll be more informative than what I've done. So what do you got for us?
Can you tell it's a slow day today?
No, we're just going to talk about it. I got a whole list of things to talk about here. All right.
Well, I have two things. The first is information from my grandma. She looked it up.
Oh.
Apparently caffeine in coffee triggers mental energy faster than the caffeine in tea. Mm-hmm. Caffeine in tea is slower and more gentle.
Okay. All right.
And the second part, if my phone's going to cooperate, maybe my phone itself is tired of the discussion.
Your phone is on tea.
Yeah, sometimes you wonder. It's actually black tea typically has the most caffeine content in teas.
Okay.
Followed by oolong and then green.
Okay. All right.
I was just, I was impressed with where this tea came from. It came from like the mountains of India, this stuff. And
That brand typically has good sources.
I would expect it to be like $50 for this for as far as it came, but I'm not sure how much it was. Maybe like
pretty cheap.
Probably $3, $4, or $5 or something like that. But I'm not sure. I like the sweetness. I'm a sweet guy. So, and I'm not ruling out this tea, but it still has, I put like a half a packet of the fake sugar in there just to sweeten it up a little bit, and I can still taste the tea. And I don't like, I don't really like that. I just want the sweet raspberry. My caffeine-free stuff had that sweet taste to it, so.
So you're drinking tea, but you don't want to taste the tea.
It's exactly right. You see, I need something. I've been doing morning shows for like 35 years. And I my earlier days, it was soda, and then it was coffee. So I need something warm in the morning. And as long as it tastes decent and doesn't drag me down by lunchtime, this is what I'm looking for. And I think coffee, for me anyway, coffee with creamer, I have to put enough creamer in the coffee to sweeten it up. That creamer is just, it's just not good for you. It's just generally creamer. And small doses is okay, but the amount I have to put in is probably, you know, maybe 2 to 3 ounces, maybe 4. It's just too much. It's too much. So tea, I know, is good for you. Tea's good for you in general, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm transitioning. All right.
All right, then there's the scoop.
Do you like tea?
I do. I do like tea.
All right.
My favorite is definitely Darjeeling.
Now, there's cold tea, too, that you can buy, right? I mean, there's cold tea drinks.
Iced teas.
But most of those are sugared up a lot. You got to be careful on those, right?
Yeah, a lot of those, they really are, unless you go specifically for the unsweetened.
Yeah.
And with the unsweetened, I'm not sure which ones have caffeine and which ones don't.
Right. Because generally, if you buy the tea with the little tea leaves in the bag, you get the water hot, 2 or 3 minutes in a microwave, you dunk it in there, you know, for the most part, you're getting just you know, and then you can enhance it however you want to. But yeah I've always been a little bit leery of the Lipton iced teas and stuff like that because it just seems to me like there's a lot of sugar in them.
There definitely is for a lot of them.
Yeah. So that's why I'm getting away from the coffee. So
yeah, you have to be careful. Even with like some of the unsweetened teas, a lot of those still have sugar.
Unsweetened teas still have sugar.
Some of them do. Some.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, but
I guess if the sugar is a natural form, then they can say that it's natural and not artificially sweetened. I guess there's a lot of different ways lingo around that. I'm just happy that I have consumed probably half of this cup of black tea.
Look at you being healthy.
And I haven't had to run to the latrine yet. So I'm because you always, when you get to be older. Your biggest fear is I should probably be close to a bathroom just in case. You never know. Introducing your body to something that it hasn't.
It might decide it doesn't like this.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let the transition continue. We'll get to our birthdays in just a moment after the news.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A chaotic scene inside a hospital in Austin, Texas, when a car plowed right into the ER. This is what it sounded like as the vehicle slammed into a wall. The driver was killed. 5 other people were hurt, including 2 children. They are now trying to determine exactly why it happened, but as of now, police say they think it's purely an accident. The candidate who won last night's special election to replace disgraced Congressman George Santos is Democrat Tom Suozzi in New York, his victory further narrowing the Republican majority in the House. Last night, by a 213 to 214 vote, the House impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for the way the Biden administration has handled the situation at the border. White House today criticizing House Speaker Mike Johnson for blocking the $95 billion aid bill. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are giving Governor Evers another chance to consider sweeping income tax cuts. A bill that got final approval yesterday would cut state taxes by $2 billion. Republican Representative David Murphy.
People in Wisconsin are suffering, and I hear it every day. We collect taxes to be able to have enough money to provide services, and when we have more than that, the taxpayers deserve that money back.
Democrats say most of the breaks would go to people who make $100,000 a year or more. Republican state lawmakers have passed a parent's bill of rights. They range from approving pronouns to pulling kids out of classes or functions they find objectionable. The state Senate passed it along party lines yesterday. The assembly approved it last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State 62-54. Stephen Krall, A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler 78-72. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. The Bucks losing again, this time at home against the Miami Heat, the final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more, the second since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. Baseball in Arizona. Some teams reporting on this Valentine's Day. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, has pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow. After Freddie Peralta, who else has left?
We lost Burns and Woodruff and Wade Miley, the cagey veteran. This guy's real comfortable out in that circle, and he impacts other people. I think we're going to be competitive.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, girls basketball last night, Lakeland finished the year with 22 wins after a win over Rice Lake last night, and 58-55 the final. The Prairie Farm girls, they win last night over Winter 74-50, and with the Rib Lake girls last night topping Tomahawk 56-23. Meanwhile, the Prentice girls and the Butternut girls battled last night. Butternut coming off an emotional win last week on Friday and battled back and battled Prentice, but Prentice ends up with a 57-43 win as Jersey Polinchek had 20 for Butternut to lead the way, 7 assists. Kendra Pritzel added 15, and Caitlin Bebo had 6 as the Butternut girls are 16 wins, 7 losses on the year. They travel to Drummond for their next game coming up on Thursday.
Celebrate your love at the Park Falls Family Restaurant this Valentine's Day. Indulge our dinner for two with mouth-watering options like ribeye, New York strip, T-bone steaks paired with lobster and jumbo shrimp. Served with your choice of potato, soup, or salad. Top it all off with a complimentary slice of pie. Join us from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day at Park Falls Family Restaurant, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
We'll get to the birthdays in just a moment, but we've got Mr. Darren Patterson on the line to talk all things Shawamigan sports this morning. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you this morning?
Good. Maybe before we talk high school, maybe we could break down the Bucks coaching situation, too. Maybe you want to do that first?
Well, it's complicated.
It's complicated. Yes, it is. We'll leave it at that, you bet.
Okay.
We're all hoping that they do. That they find it and they get it going here. Let's talk Shawamigan boys. Always tough to make that trip up to Washburn. Long trip up there, and Washburn always seems to play pretty good on their home floor. Boys had a tough battle last night.
They did, and Washburn's really good this year too, Joel. They're 17-3 on the season now in two of their three losses are against the second-ranked team in the state in Division 5 in Solon Springs. And then their other loss was to a 16-6 Grumman team. So we knew we were going into a tough battle last night, but we were actually leading by one at the half, 25-24, and then they ended up beating us by 11, 53-42, which has kind of been the theme with our boys here, I would say, going back the last month, is we tend to be in all these tight games, but we just, for whatever reason, are coming up short in them. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've played schools like Edgar, Stratford, Rib Lake really tough in recent weeks. And I'm talking about 16, 17, 18 win teams. And, you know, we just, you know, at Stratford, we were one basket away at the buzzer from beating them, you know. And but it's just one of those things, you know, we are relying on a lot of sophomores. And we do have a couple of nice seniors in there, but we're still a youthful team. And I keep telling Coach Tullickson that, that our record is better than it indicates, and we are. We know that we're going to be a tough out for whoever we face in the tournament, or hopefully we even sneak a couple out, but we still have three more games in our regular season left. We have Athens, Red Lake, and Abbotsford, so we'll see what we can do with those, and then we'll get ready for the tournament.
All right, and tournament seating for the boys, I think, is this Sunday, right?
It is, yep. We should know sometime relatively early in the afternoon, maybe in that 1-2 o'clock range, we should know the assignment.
Yeah, the seating shows they do now are pretty cool. They did one for the girls, and I'm assuming they're doing one for the boys on Sunday. It's an hour-long show, and I saw that Channel 9 on a Wausau broadcast. It's pretty cool. It had an NCAA feel to it.
It does. It's just the world that we live in, Joel. Who would have thought that we'd have a selection show for the basketball tournament or reveal show, whatever you want to call it. But it is kind of neat, and I think that there's probably a lot of schools in the state. I don't know if they have watch parties or what have you, but, you know, there's a lot of people tuning into that stuff. It is kind of a cool twist, and I guess welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah, exactly. So the girls, let's talk about the girls because their tournaments will start next week. They had a nice non-conference win over Bruce, and they're preparing for that tournament action next week, right?
Yep. We had a nice win against Bruce on Monday, as you're alluding to, 48-28, and it was the girls' fourth win on the year. And when we think about where we were the last couple of years and where we're at now, we're definitely in a better position. And, you know, we are playing 9 freshmen right now at the varsity level, so we're very encouraged by that. The girls do have their last regular season game, which is a home game tomorrow versus Abbotsford. And then they hit the road for the tournament next week, where we go to Cadott. And they're 10-13 on their season. So we look at it as it's a long hike to get to Cadott, but, you know, we're used to making long bus rides considering we're the northernmost school in the Marywood Conference, so that's nothing out of the ordinary for us, and we're anticipating that maybe this is a team that we can really battle with and see what happens.
All right. Team Seal Hockey will start tournaments on Thursday. And, you know, they've kind of had an up-and-down season numbers-wise. I was talking to a couple people that are involved in the program, and, you know, they're very optimistic that these numbers are going to come up here in the next couple of years for the hockey team. This is going to be a tough task playing at New Richmond, the number one seed on Thursday, but looking to build in the program, right?
Yeah, from everything that I'm hearing or gathering, too, from people in the hockey circles, they are anticipating their numbers to rise. And, when we've talked about this in previous weeks, we have good hockey players. We do right now. And they're well coached. We just need a few numbers to help, you know, compete more against other teams that have more players than us. You know, in a typical hockey game, I'm not a hockey expert by any means, but, you know, you kind of want to be making your shifts from what I understand, 40, 45 seconds, 50 seconds. So the kids go out on the ice and they just give her, and then, you know, you put in a new line. But, you know, we're limited with what we can do in regards to that. But, yeah, I would say the kids, though, it's been a real nice season. We have had a mixture of playing both a JV and varsity schedule. Varsity schedule's been a little daunting, but we have played competitively. JV-wise, the games are a little bit closer in terms of the scoring margin just because it's a lower level. But you're right, Joel. We will have our hands full with New Richmond which is tomorrow. We make the trip there, and they are the one seed. And my memory serves me right, I believe 2 years ago they were the state champions in Division II hockey. And actually the last two state champions in Division II hockey have come out of our sectional, because Rice Lake was the state champion last year. So it's a tough sectional, and we got a tough draw, but we're going to go over there, and we'll make them earn everything they got. So very optimistic. So if the numbers get better, like people are saying, I will definitely put a better product out on ice.
All right, wrestling, going to head to sectionals on Saturday at Edgar. We got a couple of wrestlers. Looks like we got Ethan Humphrey and Gregory Morgan qualified for sectionals. I know Coach was hoping to have a few more, but a couple making it through.
Yeah. Well, we actually had four matches at regionals for that last spot for the, you know, top four advance from regionals to sectionals. And so we narrowly just missed out in sending a few more kids there. But Greg Morgan and Ethan Humphrey, they notched their trip to sectionals. And we're happy for both of them. Like, you know, talking to Coach Hilgard a couple of days ago, he just told me those two were so pumped up, and Jack, the emotion that goes with that. So they're going to face some pretty steep competition. The sectionals at Edgar's kind of, you know, I was talking about the state champions coming out of the hockey sectional, the one that we're in, and wrestling, the Edgar sectional is probably as good as any sectional in Division III out of the four that will be competing on Saturday. So we know Greg and Ethan have a tall task to them, but, you know, when you look at the body of work and them getting there, that's kind of icing on the cake, and we'll see what they can do there. You know, you win that first match, it kind of sets you up for the rest. But if you lose that first one, then you got to kind of start worrying about wrestle backs, and you kind of get a little dicey. But if they can get that first one, they might be set up nicely for the rest of the day.
All right. Good luck to them on Saturday, and we'll be transitioning here in a couple of weeks into track and baseball and softball and that fun stuff. So parents should keep their ears out for informational meetings, I'm sure, that'll be coming soon for those sports, right?
Yep, that information. I'd probably say next week we'll start looking ahead to spring. We kind of have already, but just a few things here to tie up some loose ends here with our winter sports. And, you know, Joel, it's interesting because when you look outside, there's so much grass visible out there. I cannot remember the last time we were sitting here on Valentine's Day and you look down at the athletic complex and it's bare. It's crazy, but we're going to take it for sure. And we know there's going to probably be a few more dumpings of snow here, but the good news is it's probably going to go away rather quickly. So we're very optimistic that this is going to be a good spring. At least my fingers are crossed, hoping so.
Yeah, baseball, softball, and track deserve a longer season. They had a short one last year with all that snow, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's tough. Spring sports in northern Wisconsin in particular are really tough, but
all
right. I got a feeling this spring's going to be good. Maybe I'm just a fool, but I just have a good feeling.
All right, Darren, thank you so much. We'll try to hook up again next Wednesday, okay?
All right, take care.
Thank you, Darren Patterson. He's the high school athletic director for Shawamigan. And we'll do those birthdays next.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
All right, birthdays belated. Michelle Sherwinski celebrated a birthday yesterday from your family. Happy belated to you. And Callie Petrosky is celebrating today. Your family wishes you a very, very happy 30th birthday, Callie. You're still young enough, so we can say the age. All right, still young. All right, Austin, on the celebrity side, on this Valentine's Day, that's a tough, anybody who has birthdays on major holidays, I always feel bad because I think there's a little bit of an overshadowing there. So yours is pretty close to Christmas, your birthday, right?
Close, yeah. It's December 20th.
Yeah, that's pretty close. So Drew Bledsoe, NFL quarterback, is a Valentine baby. He's 52 today. Steve McNair, another NFL quarterback, born on this day, 1973. He passed in 09. He died in a murder-suicide back in 09. I forgot about that. Steve McNair, former NFL quarterback. Richard Hamilton, three-time NBA All-Star, is 46 today. Basketball guy. Who else here? Simon Pegg, the British actor from Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead? Hot Fuzz, 54 today. Who else here? Jack the Joke Man. Ever heard of Jack the Joke Man?
I haven't, actually.
Can you Google that on your phone? See if you figure out the story behind that. He's 76, so it had to be a guy from back in the 70s, maybe. Jackie the Joke Man, 76. More to come on him. Ray Teller, the silent half of the Penn and Teller half, is 76 today. He's a shorter, silent guy. Gregory Hines, the Tony-winning actor and dancer, born on this day, 1946, passed in 03. Razzie Bailey is a Valentine baby, the Alabama native, scored 5 number one songs in the early 80s, passed in 2021. Florence Henderson, the mom from the Brady Bunch, was born on this day, 1934, passed in 2016. Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady, a Valentine baby. Jimmy Hoffa, now there's a both ends of the spectrum, that Jimmy Hoffa is born on a day that's meant to be love. The vanished union boss. He's been portrayed on the big screen by Jack Nicholson and others. He died in 1975. They still say that he's buried like in the end zone of Soldier Field in Chicago. And there's a lot of rumors of where Jimmy Hoffa is actually buried. He just disappeared. So there's always that myth of and legend of where did he go? Probably floating in a river if it's the mob. Probably what happened. And Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist, orator, author, and statesman. He was born into slavery, and he was born in 1918, and he passed away in 1895. So who's Jackie the Joke Man? You got anything?
Let's see. Looks like his name was actually John Codger Martling. His nickname was Jackie.
Jackie the Joke Man, Martling, it says, yeah.
Yes.
Yep, yep.
And he is an American stand-up comedian, writer, radio personality.
Okay.
Known as Jackie Joke Man, yep. Best known as a former writer and in-studio comedian for The Howard Stern Show from 1983 to 2001.
Oh, okay. All right.
That crowd,
yeah. So he's 76 today. Congratulations to him. Let's throw some snowballs. I'm not sure if Brianna's listening or not. All right, caller 4-715-762-3221. If you have not won twice, give it a shot. Austin will be here to help you and advise you, since 5 of our last 6 people who have tried have lost. So he will be here to counsel you and to help you and hopefully make you a winner. Caller 4 next.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Celebrating Black History Month, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Fearless Fund Chief Executive Officer Arian Simone fights to keep grant programs open for Black women-owned businesses.
The work that we do is actually solving a disparity. We are looking to level the playing field. We're trying to make things equitable and equal, and that's why we do the work we do.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
All right, you better get some headphones on there. All right, under the advisement of young Austin, we are going to make someone a winner here today in our snowball throwdown showdown. Who is this?
Hi, this is Ann.
All right, Ann, you are so due for a victory. I think you're 0-2 or whatever it is. Let's spin this wheel here. Let's see what we got here for you, Ann. $25 that we are going to make available for the Park Falls Family Restaurant today. All right, Ann, five of the last six have failed miserably. Austin, anything, any words of encouragement you could give to Ann? We're feeling down and out, and we need a little words of encouragement here.
I'd say just go with your gut. Go with whatever it says.
Go with the one that's cited in. A or B, Ann, which one do you want there?
Well, my gut didn't work yesterday, so... Against my better judgment, I'm
going to
do B today.
All right, B it is. Let's see if this is a winner. Here we go.
Come on, you guys have made snowballs before. Want to go far, you got to pack it. Pack it, push. See, the tighter you pack it, the further it'll go. Like this. And it goes like that, all right? Good luck.
Come on, I don't even know what to say. Okay. All right, we're going to go get Gray and bring him in here. We're going to bring someone else in. Am, thanks for trying. Keep plugging away. Thank you much. Let's do it again. We're going to keep
one
going.
More.
We're going to keep going until we give it away. So
we need a win today.
So she guessed B, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was none.
I said go with your gut.
715-762-3221. Caller 4. We're going to jump right back in here in just a second. All right, the tea is still settling well, so we're doing good. I feel informed about tea. I'm still a little bit confused. I'm trying to decide whether or not I actually like the taste of tea. Can it be a taste that grows on you?
It is a taste that grows on you.
Because nobody takes their first cup, their first drink of a cup of black coffee and says, boy, that's delicious.
No, that comes with, like, over time, you eventually work your way to suddenly it's like, okay, this is fine.
Same thing with beer. No one takes their first sip of a beer and goes, boy, that's sweet and tastily delicious. There's a sweet, I'm talking real beer. I'm talking like, you know, a Miller, straight up Bud, not the lime and stuff that we put in there and we wimp out the beer. No one takes their first drink of just a regular beer and says, ooh, boy.
Well, I can't comment on that one.
Now, I can't say the same thing about like Cheetos. I mean, you put like a puffy, one of those cheesy puff Cheetos in your mouth, most people are like, ooh, boy.
Next thing you know, the bag's gone.
That's really, really good.
Thumbs up from Brianna.
Because there's a sweetness. There's a sweetness in there, of course. All right, so here we go. Let's, there we go. And who do we have to play this time?
Kathy.
All right, Kathy. All right. The pressure is on, Kathy. The pressure is on. Let's spin the wheel. Or should I say no pressure? Maybe I should say no pressure. $25 to the Big Dipper outside of Park Falls. Great place. Austin, you can attest to that.
Wonderful place.
Wonderful place to eat. All right, Kathy. Oh, the snowball cannons have been reshuffled. Is it A or B? Which one is cited in there, Kathy?
B.
Did you say A or B? Which one?
B.
B? All right, let's give it a shot here. Here we go. If I could control it, everybody would win today. Try again. Thank you, Kathy. We appreciate you taking time.
And thank you.
Thank you much. We're going to do this again in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to keep going. We're just going
to
keep playing until we get a winner today. That basically, ladies and gentlemen, it's the flip of a coin is what it is. And now we are looking at five losses in a row. Seven of our last eight have been losers. So the 50-50 part of it.
The odds got to be with somebody.
I don't think it's working, the 50-50 part of it. This is as unpredictable as gas prices. See, gas prices are just, we're on a dime, kind of a cliff ledge right now with gas. Every day, it goes from $2.99 to $3.09 to $3.19 to $2.99 to $3.09 to $3.19. I think our I think our gas people who control the gas prices, I think they're just spinning the wheel like we are here, is what they're doing.
Close their eyes, throw a dart at the board.
Yeah, but it does seem to be going up and down. It is a surprise with everything going on over in the Middle East that they're not higher. You would think with all that unrest and the war and stuff going on in Ukraine and people involved with that, you would think that they would be higher. But the good news for us as consumers is that it's election year. So the Democrats are going to do everything they can to keep that gas price down, because $5 gas, that's not getting anybody reelected who's currently in an office.
$5 gas, that makes me cringe. It already cost me like $40 to get my truck back to full.
Yeah, so they're doing everything they can to keep those gas prices down, so that's good for us. I think it was at 309 this morning is what it was. Every day, I mean, at 5:30, 6 o'clock, I'm driving by the gas stations every day, and I see 299, 309, 319 every day. It just kind of fluctuates a little bit, I think, just to
it's like they're running their own lottery numbers.
Just to keep us on our toes. Weather update this morning brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All right, more chances to throw some snowballs coming up a little bit later on here in the 9 o'clock hour. Featured pet of the week this week for Catkins, we've got Eve. Eve is a 7-year-old miniature pin chihuahua mix, about 17 pounds. Eve has been a bit has been a bit to warm up to some new people, but once she does, she is just peppy and very sweet. And Eve's new home should be a child-free home. She does very well with other dogs her size or a bit larger, and seems to do very fine with cats also, but not so much with kids. So she's spayed, ready to go. You can check out Eve at catkinsrescue.org or give them a call at 715-762-0122. Speaking of phones, I was reading a story here, Austin, this morning that AT&T in the state of California has announced their intentions to end landline phone services in the state of California. So this is something that is going to happen eventually. It's a generational thing. We just need to find a way